Hachette Audio presents Crimson Shore, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, read by René Aubergenois. Dedication. Lincoln Child dedicates this book to his daughter, Veronica. Douglas Preston dedicates this book to Ed and Daria White. Chapter 1. When the doorbell chimed, Constance Green stopped playing the Flemish virginal, and the library fell silent and tense. She glanced in the direction of Special Agent AXL Pendergast, sitting by a dying fire, wearing thin white gloves, having gone quite still while leafing through an illuminated manuscript, a glass of Amontillado half-finished on the side table. Constance recalled the last time someone had rung the doorbell at 891 Riverside Drive, the rarest of occurrences at the Pendergast mansion. The memory of that awful moment now hung in the room like a miasma. Proctor, Pendergast's chauffeur, bodyguard, and general factotum appeared. "Shall I answer the door, Mr. Pendergast?" "Please, but do not let the person in. Get the name and business and report back." 3 minutes later, Proctor returned. "It is a man named Percival Lake, and he wishes to hire you for a private investigation." Pendergast raised a palm, about to dismiss this out of hand. Then he paused. "Did he mention the nature of the crime?" He declined.